Support for this podcast comes from Atlantic.net, a hosting solution provider of healthcare HIPAA, PCI compliance, and ad tech. If you are feeling the pain of having outdated technology, call Atlantic.net and get the latest security firewall, intrusion detection, backup, disaster recovery, and virtualization. Whether you're starting fresh or need a new provider, Atlantic.net can help you succeed with fully audited solutions and 23 years of experience. Visit Atlantic.net to learn more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler and her wonderful family. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, I want to share something with you today, and it was written by my favorite author of all time, perhaps the most extraordinary author in the world, my very close friend, Anonymous. And I want to share it with you because no matter how many times I look into it, it touches my heart. People come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. When you know which one it is, you will know what to do for that person. When someone is in your life for a reason, it is usually to meet a need you have expressed. They have come to assist you through a difficulty, to provide you with guidance and support, to aid you physically, emotionally, or spiritually. They may seem like a godsend, and they are. They are there for the reason you need them to be. Then, without any wrongdoing on your part or at an inconvenient time, this person will say or do something to bring the relationship to an end. Sometimes they die. Sometimes they walk away. Sometimes they act up and force you to take a stand. What we must realize is that our need has been met, our desire fulfilled, their work is done, the prayer you sent up has been answered, and now it is time to move on. Some people come into your life for a season because your turn has come to share, grow, or learn. They bring you an experience of peace or make you laugh. They may teach you something you have never done. They usually give you an unbelievable amount of joy. Believe it, it is real, but only for a season. Lifetime relationships teach you lifetime lessons, things you must build upon in order to have a solid emotional foundation. Your job is to accept the lesson, love the person, and put what you have learned to use in all other relationships and areas of your life. It is said that love is blind, but friendship is clairvoyant. Thank you, Beverly Nadler, for being a part of my life, whether you were a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And my wish, my prayers are that it's for a lifetime.
Thank you, Joyce. As you're saying that, that is such a beautiful piece, and it is worth repeating many, many times, because sometimes people feel very disturbed when a friendship ends and it's meant to end. But I do believe ours must be for a lifetime because it's already been generations, and I don't see any change in that happening.
And I feel very blessed to have you in my life. I feel very fortunate. All those things, because you are indeed an extraordinary person. Folks, today's show is all about essential oils, and I'm so pleased to have our essential health guru bring you the importance of essential oils in your life, because the oils and the guru are very essential in mine. Over to you, Beverly.
Thank you, Joyce. The feeling is mutual. In our friendship, and you are very important to me, and this show is very important to me. So essential oils have been called a missing link in modern medicine, and I'm going to describe the benefits of some of the most popular essential oils, but understand that there are dozens upon dozens of them, and some of them have very similar properties, and different oils will be more effective for different people, but they are absolutely incredible in their ability to heal. So I'm going to give you some background information before I describe the benefits of some of the most popular oils. First of all, what is an essential oil? It's the most powerful part of the plant. They are subtle, volatile liquids that are distilled from plants, shrubs, flowers, trees, roots, bushes, and seeds. They are oxygenated, and they help transport nutrients to the cells of our body. Without oxygen, nutrients cannot be assimilated. So that's one of the important things, is that they actually help to oxygenate the soul, the cells. They're very complex, some of them consisting of hundreds of different chemical compounds. They are highly concentrated and far more potent than dried herbs, and we are familiar, most people are familiar with how important herbs are. Well, essential oils are far more potent. The distillation of an entire plant may produce only one drop of an essential oil. This gives you some idea of how much work goes into distilling these oils and why you might sometimes think they're expensive. If it's pure essential oils, consider the fact that distilling an entire plant may produce only one drop of an oil.
That's amazing, because I know how many oils that I have here that I love, and I can't, and how many there are on the market. I can't imagine that it takes all of that to get a drop. That is amazing, and that would explain why sometimes it's costly.
Right. Essential oils have been used medicinally to kill bacteria, fungi, and viruses. They're used to balance moods, to lift spirits, to dispel negative emotions, and to create a loving, harmonious, and even a romantic atmosphere. They can even stimulate nerves and regeneration of tissue in our body. They cross the blood-brain barrier. What that means is that they actually, you can put them on any part of your body, but they actually affect the brain. And in doing so, they affect the mind and emotions as well as our physical body. A lot of oils, or several oils at least, are mentioned in the Bible. And Moses used these oils to protect the Israelites from the plagues that had been killing the ancient Egyptians. Also, years ago, during the 15th century, a notorious group of thieves, actually they were spice traders and perfumers, they used oils to protect themselves from the plague during the 15th century that had killed millions of people, and they robbed their bodies of the dead and the dying. And this was quite something, is that they were thought to be witches and practicing witchcraft because they were not affected by the plague because they had rubbed their bodies with oils.
Oh, my goodness. As much as I read about the Bible, I did not know about essential oils and their connection to it.
Well, some oils were brought to the baby Jesus. They were brought because they were prized so greatly, and we'll talk about one of those oils later when I mention specific oils. They're far more popular in Europe than they are in the U.S., although the U.S. is finally beginning to catch up. Aromatherapy is taught at university level to practitioners, and they can actually have certifications to practice aromatherapy. It's important to use them properly, and it's important also that they be certified organic essential oils. That's a lot of oils now are being sold that are not organic and that are mixed with synthetics, and you definitely do not want to use those. Now, the Egyptians were the first, as far as we know, and I say as far as we know because, you know, new information comes up all the time, but as far as we know, they were the first to distill and use essential oils, and there are records going back to 4500 BC that describe their use for religious rituals and for medicinal applications. Later, the Romans purified their temples and their political buildings by diffusing essential oils.
This is absolutely fascinating. Folks, you're listening to Joyce Barry and Friends with our health guru, Beverly Nadler, talking about the benefits of essential oils. And I want to refer you to a show that we did just yesterday with Michael Weniger, CEO of Asante. And that's the company we're talking about today, not just any essential oils, but the essential oils of Asante Organic, and we'll get into them a bit more. But I do want to refer you to yesterday's show, Your Words Become Your Reality, Michael Weniger, CEO of Asante Organics. Listen to that show and learn from it, because the combination of knowing to stay on a positive track, to think positive, what you think about, you bring about, and going into action. And one of the first things I would recommend you do when you go into action is get your essential oils. And by the way, that website would be healthyandorganic.net. That's healthyandorganic.net. Back to you, Beverly.
You were right about we are going to be talking about oils in general, but the company that is recommended is the one that Joyce is talking about, and she's going to tell you more about that a little later in the show. The two most effective methods of essential oil application are what's known as cold air diffusing and neat topical applications. So I'll explain them. A diffuser is it's a small piece of equipment that is used sort of like an atomizer, and it can continuously send microfine mist of essential oils into the room. So you can use some of these oils, especially the ones that are known to kill germs and fungi and bacteria and viruses, and have this wonderful mist protecting you all the time by getting a diffuser, which is not an expensive and it's not a complicated thing. It's an easy thing to use. Neat application means that you use the oil exactly as it comes from the small bottle, which should be kept very tightly closed so that the all of the components, as I said, there's hundreds of different components in these oils, and so that none of them are lost. And usually a neat application is very little. It's a couple of drops in what they call pulse points behind your ears, also on your wrists. Those are particularly important pulse points. And that's not the only way, but those are the two most common ways. It has also been discovered that incorporating essential oils into reflexology or acupressure or acupuncture, that the healing response is greatly enhanced. So if you're going to a chiropractor or a reflexologist, you might want to mention this, and all they need is one or two drops of the oil. They're that potent, just that much, and you will have a better effect, a more quicker healing effect from reflexology or acupuncture or acupressure.
Oh, very good to know. So when you're getting a massage, you might want to bring your essential oils and have them use it. I just want to say a word or two about the diffuser, and that is that it is extraordinary, that it really, it's aromatherapy through the room, and you can get a diffuser as well through healthyandorganic.net. They have two different kinds. So when you get to the website, you'll check it out, see which one interests you. But I would highly recommend the diffuser because it just permeates the air. It's wonderful.
I agree with you on that, definitely. It also keeps a very nice, pleasant scent, and you know, with smell. Sense of smell, by the way, is our most potent sense of all. The senses, because it crosses the blood-brain barrier and goes right to the brain, whereas all of the other senses do not necessarily, it goes to the emotional center of the brain, and we pretty much run our lives. You know, Michael Winiger's show yesterday about the things that we say, it comes from our emotions. We speak according to the way we feel. So affecting the emotional center, which is a limbic system, is very important. Many massage therapists use essential oils. I don't know necessarily if they're using organic essential oils. So, you know, you could bring your own. They're always used with a carrier oil, meaning they're not used neat because they can't. They're doing this on your entire body, and that would be far too much to just use the essential oil. The carrier oil is usually something like jojoba or sweet almond or grapeseed. Generally, you don't have to do anything about the carrier oil, but you might want to be sure that the essential oils, if you're getting a massage, are organic. Inhalation also is
Beverly,
another...
Beverly, I'm not quite clear. What is the distinction between a carrier oil? I haven't heard that expression. So what is the distinction with that and just the way we would know an essential oil?
The essential oils are the ones that we're talking about. Carrier oil is an oil in which a few drops of the essential oil are put into this carrier oil, and then the entire oil is rubbed on the body.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up.
Okay. Inhalation is also very beneficial. If you use a drop or two on your wrists, you'll be able to inhale them. Also, you can put a couple of drops on a tissue and inhale them. Just breathe them in during the day is also very, very helpful. Now, if someone thinks they have an allergy or a sensitivity to essential oils, it's likely to be the interaction with chemicals on your from personal care products. And the same company that sells the essential oils, by the way, sells organic essential care products, personal care products, because many personal care products contain hydrocarbon-based chemicals, and they can react with essential oils. They also have preservatives and synthetic fragrances in other personal care products. So if you think you're allergic, because I've heard people say, oh, no, I can't use them, that's probably not true. It's because they're reacting to personal care products.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. The show we did yesterday with CEO Michael Weniger, we barely touched on essential oils because we were doing the entire show on it today. So we did discuss other products that are 100% certified, no toxins and no chemicals. So I'm glad you brought that up as well. We left the essential oils for today.
Okay, right, because there's so much information about essential oils. So there are many, you know, essential oils may be a missing link in medicine, but there's a lot of things that have to do with what keeps us healthy. So, again, you want pure essential oils, and you want them not to be what we call adulterated. And adulterated means that they have some synthetics in there. They are not distilled properly. They have to be distilled a certain amount of time, and they may not be distilled properly. So let me mention some of the most popular oils. Lavender is considered a universal oil. And a very interesting thing about lavender oil is the fact that a French scientist years ago discovered lavender's ability to promote tissue regeneration and speed wound healing when he was severely burned in his own laboratory during an accident. So we know that lavender is something, if you have a burn, a lavender can help to heal it. Now today, lavender is one of the few essential oils that is still used in the British Pharmacopedia, which is like it's like our book of drugs, you know, the book that we have. I mean, when I say we, the U.S., and they have the lavender is considered, it's not a drug, but they have it in this book because it is so healing. And as I said before, Europe uses these oils much more than we do. Much more than the Americans do, much more aware of their importance. Now, what else about lavender should we know? Well, it's an antiseptic. It's an anticonvulsant. It's a sedative. It will relax you. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's beneficial for cleansing cuts and wounds, and it's ideal for skincare. And you may notice in some skincare products, they mention lavender oil. It has also been clinically evaluated for its relaxing and calming effects. So I mentioned that it's wonderful for burns. It's actually cell renewal. If you have sunburn, apply the essential oil. It also, in some cases, will help prevent hair loss. And it put on the hair, put into certain hair products. It's good for allergies, convulsions, good for high blood pressure. Why? Well, for one, because it calms you. And when you're calm, your blood pressure is more normal. It helps in nausea. It's actually recommended for premenstrual conditions. It minimizes scarring. It also is good for skin conditions like acne, dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis, and rashes, and also helps to reduce stretch marks. It may be used to cleanse cuts, bruises, and skin irritations. It has even been known to help people with arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, depression, earaches, heart palpitations. I mean, that's why it's called a universal oil. It will help with nervous tension, even respiratory effects, and throat infections, and probably a lot more. That's one oil.
I'm very familiar with lavender because it's one of my favorite fragrances. They use it in baths, room sprays, toilet water, perfumes, colognes, massage oils, skin lotions. So I've always been a proponent of lavender. It's also one of my favorite colors, besides all the benefits you're mentioning.
Yes, and also if you can't fall asleep at night, put some lavender on your wrist or on a tissue. Smell it before you go to sleep. Next oil we will mention is lemon. Lemon is a traditional oil. Traditional uses for the oil is the fact that it affects the immune system, and it affects it very favorably. According to 1MD, the vaporized essence of lemon can kill meningococcus bacteria in 15 minutes and typhoid bacilli in 1 hour. So it is an amazing oil for its ability to literally kill germs. It seems like a great one to be diffusing around the house. It also promotes white blood cell formation, and that's when I said it increases immune function because your white blood cells are part of your immune system. It's used in anemia, asthma, herpes, warts, shingles, malaria, parasites, rheumatism, throat infection, varicose veins also. It is widely used, another one that's widely used in skin care to cleanse the skin and also reduce wrinkles. Wouldn't that be nice? It promotes sense of well-being. Just smelling it, lemon has such a delightful odor, and it gives a sense of well-being.
It's just amazing when you hear all the many benefits. It's like you want to have every single one of these in your home ready to use depending on what's going on. But that is like really amazing. You know, and I do think of healing with lemon. We put the lemon in our tea and the aroma with that. I did use the lemon in a diffuser and you're right. It just feels healing. It does.
It has the fragrance, too, also is very invigorating, enhancing, and warming. And it can be used, but I'd say cautiously, certain oils you can actually put into water, one drop, or into food and take it internally. And it will actually have positive benefits using it that way.
And Beverly, while you're talking about positive benefits, there are, as you well know, a lot of positive benefits to listening to this show. So let's get into those reasons so folks, you will want to listen every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, you can partner with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And on the upper left, you'll see my picture on the home page. And right under that, you can click on follow. And you will hear about every show, every guest, and every topic. You need not miss any show. I can't tell you how many times people are moaning and groaning that they can't listen at 11 a.m. Eastern. They're at work. You need not listen at 11 a.m. Eastern. Our archives are there for your convenience 24/7. And you can download the shows as well. So just know that all shows go into our archives, and you can find out in advance about our shows each day by clicking follow and becoming one of our hundreds of followers. Back to you, Beverly.
Yes, and that was a wonderful idea to be a follower, because then you know each day you can find out what show is on, and you can listen to the subjects that most interest you, and you can also all the people that you want to hear. I want to go next to lemongrass, but first I want to mention that lemon is an effective insect repellent. So that's something in the summertime you might want to have a little lemon on yourself and repel the insects instead of insect spray.
So when you're talking about that, does it matter whether it's the lemon? That's good to know. I'm out here in Florida. Or if it's lemongrass, or they both can do that.
Well, I just said that I'm going into lemongrass, but I want to mention on lemon that it's an insect repellent.
Oh, because there's also lemon eucalyptus, lemongrass, so specifically lemon as an insect repellent.
And who knows, the other could work also, but, you know, I'm telling you what the hours and hours and hours of research and stuff that I put together. Okay. So
got
now
it.
We go on to lemongrass, which supports digestion, tones, and helps regenerate connective tissues and ligaments, dilates blood vessels, strengthens vascular walls, promotes lymph flow, and the lymph glands is where we free ourselves, release a lot of the toxins in the body, and is also an anti-inflammatory and a sedative. It's also used for, as I said, digestion and purification. So it's another one that has wonderful, powerful antifungal properties, wonderful to be in the mist around your room. It's also good for bladder infections, parasites, torn ligaments, kidney disorders, and varicose veins. It may also improve eyesight, combat headaches, infections, sore throats, and also prevent and help fluid retention.
It's funny, Beverly, we were just talking about insect repellents, and I have a statement here about lemongrass. It is a powerful lemony grassy aroma used in insect repellents.
Wonderful. Okay.
Also in room sprays, soaps, and detergents. Mm-hmm. And the benefits of vitalizing and cleansing, but it specifically says that in my chart that it is used.
Yeah, well, I imagine that's what I said. There are so many things, and, you know, we will get different things as we read different books and do different research. So that's wonderful to know both of them are good.
Yes.
Repellents. Good. Thank you for adding that. Okay,
another thing that's wonderful to know is your website, Beverly Nadler, that's NADLER.com. Beverly, tell them a little bit about the benefits of going to your website.
Lots and lots and lots of education, and in this day and age, boy, do we need knowledge about how to be well and how to be healthy. You'll find all kinds of articles on the things that I teach, which are primarily about the universal laws, about reprogramming your subconscious mind, and about health. So the website is BeverlyNadler.com. You'll also, in the center, there's a short menu, and that one has the names of my books. You can click on those. There's Vibrational Harmony. That's the book that Joyce highly recommends, so much so that she wrote the foreword for it. So if you read the book, don't skip the foreword. And my book, Loving the Game of Life, you can click on those, find out what they're about. And if they interest you, you want that kind of information, and I sure hope you do, you can order those books. It also has my poetry and a lot of information on health and healing. And there's also an additional website that is not mentioned on this one, and that is reserved for special gifts for special people, such as listeners to Joyce Barry's show. And that website is vibrationalharmony.biz. And those gifts are two complete ebooks. They're free. You could download each one, both of them, or each one separately. And one of them is on mastering stress, which is so important in today's world. And the other is on the laws of the body. And it tells you lots of things that most people are not aware of, and includes a lot of information on nutrition. So that's what I have available, and I urge you to take advantage of them.
And I urge you to take advantage of it as well. Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com.
And thank you for reminding our listeners to go to my website, Joyce. The next oil we will talk about is frankincense, and that is was used in holy, it's a holy anointing oil used in the Middle East and used in religious ceremonies for thousands of years. It also has over 52 references in the Bible, frankincense. It's used to treat every conceivable ill known to man. It was valued more than gold. It is being researched and used therapeutically in European hospitals to improve human growth hormone production. It's also been used for asthma, neurological disorders. It's one of the oils that protected the Israelites from the plague. It is increases spiritual awareness, promotes meditation. So people that feel they have a difficult time meditating, you might want to use a little bit of frankincense before you go into meditation. It will lift your spirits. It also helps to strengthen the immune system. It has been used, as I said, from years ago for every conceivable ill. But here's some very specifics for high blood pressure, inflammation, stress, typhoid, warts. It is another oil that goes beyond the blood-brain barrier. It increases the activity of leukocytes, which are some of the defenses of our body against infection. It also helps with allergies, also with bronchitis, used for cancer. Now, I'm not telling you that you're going to cure cancer if you use frankincense. What I'm going to say is that the oil has a beneficial effect. It's been used for depression. It can be stimulating and elevating to the mind, and it helps in overcoming stress and despair.
Wow, that's pretty extraordinary. And you can get all of those oils at healthyandorganic.net. Healthyandorganic.net. I just want to say regarding the company, that the only company I'm recommending where you can get these oils, what you need to know about them as well is there is no animal testing. There is no artificial colors, oil, scents, or compounds of any kind. All oils must be USDA certified, organic, wild-crafted, and pesticide-free, 100% pure essential oil. So that is for anything of these oils, all of them, that's just a few of the benefits of buying these oils from this company, healthyandorganic.net. Back to you.
Okay, now we'll talk about peppermint. And this is a stimulating oil. So be careful you don't bring it into contact with your eyes. It's a wonderful oil for increasing your energy. A particularly interesting thing about peppermint is that there have been a large clinical study and used fragrances, particularly peppermint, to trigger significant weight loss in a large group of patients who had previously been unsuccessful in any type of weight management program. There were over 1,000 people participating in a six-month study. And what they did was to actually smell, in other words, put the scent into their nose, peppermint oil. That was the major oil that they used before and after eating. Here's the results. The average weight loss exceeded 5 pounds a month. And according to the doctor who was running this, some patients had to be dropped from the study to avoid becoming underweight.
That is amazing. Beverly referenced to watch your eyes. It can make your eyes water. So I just want to make it clear, nothing about infections or anything like that. It just can make your eyes water. But it's so vitalizing and refreshing and cooling. Peppermint and lavender are my two favorites, my two personal favorites. I also love the taste of peppermint, by the way.
Pardon? You love the taste of peppermint.
I love the taste of peppermint.
Mm-hmm. Peppermint also is used traditionally. It's one of the oils that soothes digestion, especially strong for digestion. And it positively has a positive effect on the liver and the respiratory system. It also will energize you if you're feeling just low and you need to pick up, just put on a little bit of this neat that is a little bit on your wrist, smell them, and you'll find amazing change in the way you feel. It also has experiments showing that it improves concentration and mental accuracy. And these testing, by the way, when we talked about the weight loss, it's because it affects the what's known as the brain's satiety center. In other words, you're satisfied, and it triggers a sensation of fullness by using it. It's also good for skin conditions, arthritis, depression. It'll lift up your depression. Wonderful for headaches, hives, inflammation, morning sickness if you happen to be pregnant, and nerve regeneration. It elevates and opens the sensory system. Good for toothaches also. And also they're used in tuberculosis.
Good for toothaches. I wouldn't have thought of that. And so many other qualities. And by the way, folks, you might have noticed some of them have overlapping benefits.
Absolutely.
Each one is in an island unto itself. So a lot of them have overlapping benefits. I think it's great to have every single one of them.
Tell people about the facts that some of them are in combination. So because what works well for one person may work better for someone else. So there are also, the company also has combinations, which Joyce is going to tell you about a little bit later. The next oil I'm going to mention is helichrysum. I hope I pronounced it right. Helichrysum. It is also an antiseptic. It balances blood pressure. It dissolves blood clots. It regulates cholesterol. It's very good for the heart. They even use it for congestive heart failure and arrhythmia. It's good for sciatica, for reducing scar tissue. European researchers are studying it also for regenerating tissue and regenerating nerves. They use it for skin conditions, pain. It may even improve hearing loss. It's also a detoxifier and a stimulator, and it stimulates positive, healthy liver function.
Did you know that it's known as the fountain of youth oil? So it is that. And I didn't know it had anything to do with hearing loss. I know about pain relief, liver cells, balance, resolves old emotional wounds. But I didn't know healing loss is another benefit.
Well, here's the thing. There's many, many different research studies, and some find more interest in particular things that they find, and other ones find other things. That's why there are many, many different books And I'm sure that there's also, when you talk about the website and what people can download there about, they'll find some other uses for some of these wonderful, wonderful oils. And as we said, different things work better for different people. Another great oil, and what I'm talking about, understand that there are dozens upon dozens of oils. There may even be hundreds of them, for all I know. I certainly haven't attempted to count them all. And we're only mentioning a few because we can't mention them all. It would be impossible, and it would be more than people could handle anyhow. So another oil is neroli, which also supports the digestive system and fights bacteria and infections, parasites, and viruses. It's also helpful with anxiety and depression. And fear helps to release fear, helps with heartaches, hysteria, headaches. I said heartaches, it could be that too, but I meant headaches. Good for insomnia and nervous tension, relaxes nervous tension. It's good for PMS, for poor circulation, for scars, for all stress-related conditions and stress marks. It is a natural tranquilizer. It has some powerful psychological effects used successfully to treat depression. In other words, when we use the term to treat, we're talking about either in Europe where they're using it, where there are practitioners that are actually using it to treat people for depression, anxiety, and shock. It is calming
Beverly
and relaxing.
Beverly just mentioned PMS, and a thought came to mind I wanted to share right away. PMS, in my world, stands for Please Make Sure. Please make sure you listen to this show every day to get these kind of benefits for your health, for your well-being, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all with health guru Beverly Nadler on Thursday. Here's to your health Thursdays. And every day, very, very special shows. And again, I refer you to the show yesterday with Michael Weniger, CEO of this extraordinary company, Your Words Become Your Reality. Another thing I want to say about these oils, I do love them. I do use them a lot, but I wouldn't call myself the great authority on them. So what you might want to do when you go to that website, you can download a PDF file, which I did this morning. It was 36 pages. And if you want to do that, the best way to do that is to find someone with a two-sided printer. So instead of having 36 pages, I have half of that. And just a plug for two-sided printers. They are not any more expensive than your regular printers, yet I never could be without them because you have half the pages. Whether you wanted two pages you're printing at, it becomes one. And then the 36 became 17. So I just want to put in a plug for two-sided printers. I've only had two-sided printers. So download the PDF file so you can study it. And when you want to order these essential oils, you can zero in and circle the ones that those things are most pressing for you that you want to engage in. Back
well,
to
Joyce,
you.
I only have one other oil besides. I want to just finish on neroli and clove. Since you're talking about it, why don't you mention something else about this website and the pages where they can find out about the combination oils?
It's all mixed in. It's 36 pages of their essential oils, literally 36 printed out pages. But I made a list of the blends. Is that what you're talking about? Specific
because
pages.
Yeah, because we're on the website. And give them that website again.
A healthy and organic.net. But I wouldn't say it's important to take down the pages of the blends now. I would say you want to take the whole file so you could see even the one in its purest forms, peppermint, lemon, the ones we're talking about, grapefruit, lavender. They're all mixed in. I wouldn't look to separate it because each one will tell you what it's there to do for you. Each one on the PDF file will give you the price if you're a retail customer, or the price if you become a distributor with the company, the wholesale price to you. And I would highly, highly recommend you join me in this company because you need not sell any of this. Simply share it
simply let people, take a sample with you, let them smell it, let them see the benefits. So you want to check out this company not only from the standpoint of essential oils, but also from the standpoint of 100% certified organic products like that which you want to take with you in the shower, wash your hair, all those other things as well they have. There is quite an array of incredible products. I never met a product with this company I didn't like. So you want to print that out, and then you can also find out all about the business opportunity. And I'll even go one better. You can send an email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com, put essential oils in the subject line -Beverly, so I'll know exactly which show you listen to. Name, phone number, best time to reach you, in the text of the email, and I will give you a free consultation about this company, about the products, about how you can become a distributor. So you might want to do that. Over to you, Beverly.
Okay, so finishing up on Neroli, I want to mention that it actually encourages confidence, courage, joy, peace, and sensuality, and it brings everything into focus at the moment. Another important oil is Melaleuca. It's also known as tea tree oil. It's regarded as an antimicrobial and antiseptic essential oil, and it is used very, very much, protects also against radiation, very important, especially if you know that you're getting x-rays. It's good for cold sores, inflammation, viral infections, ingrown toenails, warts, and wounds. Very, very important and well-known oil. Another one that I want to mention is
On that one, it's also good, ladies, for vaginal health, wounds, coughs, dandruff. There's just so many more. The list just go on and on and on. So Beverly's giving you the significant things. And as I said, if you get the PDF file, you'll find out so much more. It's good for cold sores, infections, and all kinds of other things. Go ahead. What was the next one?
I want to mention the clove, because the clove, particularly for toothaches, there's another thing about the clove that we didn't ever think about. The people of Penang were free from epidemics until the 16th century, when Dutch conquerors destroyed the clove trees that flourished on the islands, and many of the islanders died from epidemics that followed. Eugenol, which is clove's principal constituent, is used synthetically in the dental profession for the numbing of gums. And so also clove oil on a tooth will help to stop the pain in the tooth, and may, and I can't say to know that it may even help to stop the infection. You rub it directly on the gums surrounding an infected tooth. So so I wanted to particularly mention, it has many other things, obviously. It protected this entire country from illness until the clove trees were destroyed. So it prevents contagious disease. It may treat arthritis, bronchitis, cystitis, dental infections, as mentioned, headaches, hypertension, insect bites, nausea, neuritis, dermatitis, rheumatism, sinusitis, skin cancer, chronic skin disease, sores in the mouth and the skin, and viral hepatitis. All of these oils, the ones mentioned and the ones not mentioned, have myriad things that they do. But if you notice, most of them will be protective against any kind of disease. And Joyce was mentioning that there are numerous, I think 11 combination oils, and I love the names of some of them, like happiness. I would automatically want to find out what's in happiness, what's in peace and harmony, what's in red-hot romance, what's in sweet dreams. These are combination oils where the company has taken several oils with particular ways of healing and treating certain things, put them together, and created these combinations.
Well, I'm just going to give you a couple of samples because we're running short of time here. But these are oils that are blends to achieve whatever it is that they're set out to achieve. I'm just going to give you a few. Grace for arthritis, calming, depression, feelings of gratitude, and stress relief. Interesting. Who couldn't use some stress release in today's times? Happiness, that's the first one I was interested in as well. Good for anxiety, balancing the mind, mood swings, relaxation. Another one that has to do with stress, and obviously it's happiness, so it's going to be very, very uplifting. There is a energy a blend as well. Jogs the memory, eases aches, improves breathing, improves circulation. That's also energy as a bug instant repellent as well. Interesting about that. How about this for a name? Every day is a holiday. Essential oil blend. That's an antidepressant, calming, fights infections. Painkiller. How about that? It's good as an aid to a sex drive. And did I tell you the happiness? I did mention the incredible things that does. Meditate. For those that would like something to assist you with that, it's called Meditate. Balancing, calming, relaxation. Another one that is anti-stress. Peace and harmony. Who wouldn't want some peace and harmony now? That's a blend. Anxiety. It's good for hiccups. Relaxation. Tension. How about red hot romance? That's some name. Fights frigidity. Anxiety, antidepressant, fights PMS. It's relaxing, good for the sex drive and uterine health, and relief for arthritis, body aches, colds, flu, and the list just go on and on. I just wanted to give you somewhat of a sample, and I'll close with thin and sexy. How about that one? For cellulite, digestion, hormone regulation, obesity, thin and sexy, winter wonderland, the last one, that is also a blend to bring the scented benefits of a crisp woodland forest right into your home, and it can do that very well with the diffuser. It's an aphrodisiac, painkiller, stops fatigue. So I just wanted to give you a little bit across the board of what the blended ones have to offer, and indeed this company has the blended ones as well. So Beverly, what would you like to say to wrap up? It was quite a show, and we're coming to the close where I know you're going to end with your poem, and then I'll end with my prayer.
I want you to be aware of synthetic and adulterated oils. You can find them sold everywhere. Just be very aware that you don't want them. You want certified organic, which is why we're talking about this particular company, because we know that they are certified organic. The ones that are not can actually endanger your health and well-being. And for example, lavender oil is known for healing burns, but adulterated lavender oil will not heal burns and can even make it worse. So it's very important to make sure that you are getting the proper oils and the best possible ones.
That you know what you're doing, like anything else. And again, what will assist you tremendously is to print out the PDF file, because I'm going to use it as a permanent reference. Okay, Beverly, you want to close with a poem?
Yeah, a poem on the wonder of nature, because we're talking about something that is totally about nature. Did you ever hear someone say, "Have you hugged a tree today?" It may sound silly, but it's true. Hugging a tree is good for you. Nature has the power to release your stress. The things that trouble you less. Nature's mysteries are hidden in crannies and nooks. In the woods, you may come across babbling brooks. Perhaps you'll see some birds winging or even hear a lovely lark singing. Your health will be enhanced by nature's powers. Go barefoot on the grass and take time to smell the flowers. See the beauty of the majestic ocean as you walk on the sand. Being in nature makes you feel vibrant and grand. What causes these delightful sensations? It's the wonderful energy of nature's healing vibrations.
Thank you for that beautiful original poem. Thank you for an extraordinary show. I got to say that the hour went by so quickly. It feels like we have another half hour to go time-wise, and here we are. We have another couple of minutes to go. So thank you for all that you are and that all that you do and all that you contribute. And, folks, this is my prayer for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, think about miracles, manifest them. They will be there in your world as long as you believe in them and are open to receiving them. Celebrate the opportunities in your life coming your way, the resources, the people, the pleasures. Keep celebrating and create that with the law of attraction. Here is our closing celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. Wow. She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Support for this podcast comes from Atlantic.net, a hosting solution provider of healthcare HIPAA, PCI compliance, and ad tech. If you are feeling the pain of having outdated technology, call Atlantic.net and get the latest security firewall, intrusion detection, backup, disaster recovery, and virtualization. Whether you're starting fresh or need a new provider, Atlantic.net can help you succeed with fully audited solutions and 23 years of experience. Visit Atlantic.net to learn more.